I forgot to mention that the Arizal, the Kaf Chaim brings down in Siman Nun Vav Sifkat Chaf from Chaim Vital, that his Rebbe, the Arizal, used to always sit. You talk to see by Sfar, they always sit down, they sit. They would never stand up to answer Amen Yesh Rabbah of Kaddish. And he said that that which they quote from the Yishalmi, which is mashma, that one should stand, Eina mitam Yishalmi atzme al hakos eiz hachachem haisa, with someone that added it in, and the Achreinim, the later people, printed it afterwards in the Yishalmi. However, a Kaddish that came after the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris, or the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, or Mincha, or Kaddish Tzgabel, if the Chazars say Vatar to the Heichal, then he would remain standing. But in general, the Ari, I think that's what they based it on, that people sit. Another interesting situation that the Ben Ish Chai talks about, and the Kaf Chaim quotes him over there in Sifkat Chabalev, is if let's say you stood up because an older person, elderly person walked into shul, now you stood up, and they're saying Kaddish. So even though you didn't stand up because it's something, right? In other words, until now we said it's a Kaddish that comes after a tefillah that you need to stand for. Here, it's not coming after a tefillah you need to stand for. Says the Ben Ish Chai, you should remain standing until you answer Amen Yehi Shmir Abba. And the Kav Chaim says that that's Davka by someone who stood up all the way, for someone that you chai to stand up fully, like Kamase. So then you should remain standing. But if you just gave that like little shuckle, a little standing, which sometimes that's all you need to do, you don't need to stand up fully, so then you could just plop back down and continue sitting. Another Nikudi he mentions over there, he brings from Chaim Vital, that by the Kaddish and Baruch of Ma'ariv of Shabbos, where this Kabbalah Saruach, and by Ephraim and Sukkas Shleimecha, there's a Kabbalah Neshama of Shabbos, and then one should stand by those things. But again, okay. Now, Siv Zayin, the next sif is if you don't have nine people listening to the shats, you should not say Kaddish or any other Davar Shebekiddushin, because Davar Kiddushin needs 10 people. You don't say it in less than 10 people. And the question is, when you're saying Kaddish after learning, I might have mentioned it in passing while we were talking about it. When you say Kaddish after learning, do I need that all 10 people learned together, that they're all learning together, and then I say Kaddish? You know, we're not knowing it. Really, if at the end of every year, there's a person who can say Kaddish, you should say Kaddish, but we're not knowing to do it. But there is such halacha, and some shuls that know to do, but that's why they say, Rechanani ben Akashra etzalayma, so that everyone, even, and you know that for sure 10 people learn together, even if not 10 people were listening to the share, at least they said something together. That's the idea. And then the discussion of having Rav Minyan, we spoke about a little. Okay, now the next Sif of Sif Ches is now that the Shlich Tzibur says Chatzi Kaddish, so then he says aloud, Baruch Hashem Hashem Mevarech, and he has to make sure to say aloud enough for 10 people to hear, and the Tzibur answers, Baruch Hashem Mevarech Lalev, and the Chazan repeats, Baruch Hashem Mevarech Lalev, so that he's not mighty himself from the Klal. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that at the time when he's saying Baruch Hu, or the Mishnah Berurah is in Siman Kuf Mem Vav Kriyas HaTorah, Sifkat Yirches over there. He says that at the time when we're saying Baruch Hu, answering Baruch Hashem Baruch Lamed, so then one should stand because it is a Dava Shebek Dusha. The Aruch HaShulchan Siman Nazayin brings down the meaning to bend a little, the chroya ma'at b'amiris baruchu, v'loike kriyois shebishmoy nesrei. As you bend, but only a small amount, but not like the way we bend by shmoy nesrei. And he says, V'nachanu, that minig is a correct minig. Even according to those that say that by Kriyas HaTorah you should not bend at all, but b'shas tefila, korea v'chein ha-minig ha-pashat. So when the Chazan says Baruch Hu, he bends a little as it says Baruch Hu. The Bir Halacha brings down the Magen Geburim that was doichek to find the minig that the Olam's need to bend by Baruch Hu. It says the Bir Halacha Ulam be'emes yish the minig zeh smach ben ha-mikra. And it refers to a passing in Divrei Hayomim perchav tes pasuk chaf minig Yisrael Torah. So it seems to be that that is the minig to bend by Baruch Hu. The Riva is Ephraim Achelik Alf Simim Mem Zayin was asked, why do we tak a bend by Baruch Hu? And Shulchan Aruch it's before that you should say it. It says, Oyman doesn't bring down anything about Kairin. Doesn't bring anything about bending. So he says, Nirali the B'chagoyin Da Paik Chazi Ma'amad Dabar. It's on this that it said, go out, Paikhazi, go out and see what the nation does. And he says, if you look, everyone bends by Baruch Hu. He says, Befrat that I saw in the Kolba in Simeches, they write, V'acha Kaddish, Pesach HaChazim, B'Korom, V'Koyrea B'Baruch Hu. And he bends by Baruch Hu. And he stands up straight by the Shein. You see, Mefurish in the Kolba that the Chazim needs to bend. V'atziba Af, V'loy Mufasham, even though he doesn't bring the Tziba, he only brings the Chazim. Avakvar Nogu, that's already the Minik. The minig already went out that the tzibur also bends when they answer to Baruch Hu. That is, and then that's stuck in the minig that you bend a little when you say that. Okay, Siv Tes is dealing with Kedusha should be Yoitzer. The Kedusha that's in Yoitzer are. Now there's a question. This Kedusha that we say, Kaddish, Kaddish, Baruch Hu.
The Baruch Hu also goes for Kriyas HaTorah. If by Kriyas HaTorah, when he says Baruch Hu, we should all bend also?
So, L'maisa al minig is yes, but why, you don't see people doing it?
You don't see people doing it. You see by Baruch Hu, middle of Tefillah, but by Kriyas HaTorah, I never noticed people bending with him.
No, someone over here said that by
how about Isaac? I doesn't do it.
No?
So just the guy getting the Aliyah usually.
And that's even very little. The guy who's getting the Aliyah does it very little.
All right, okay. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan said that even though by Kriyas HaTorah it's before that you do not bend, but B'Shas Tefillah, Mekol Makom B'Shas Tefillah Kareya. You're right, 100% correct. And that's the Bir Halacha also. That the river is the frame. That B'Shas Tefillah, you should bend. 100%, you're right. I take that back. It's dafka by tefillah, not by Kriyas HaTorah. Okay. Good point. Okay. Sif test talking about the Kedusha in Yoytzar. Kadosh Ubaruch. There's Machlaikis Rishonim. If we're actually saying a Davar Shebekedusha over here, and therefore you'll need the Dinim of Dvarim Shebekedusha, you need 10 people. Or we're just repeating what the Malachim say. It's a Sipur, Ba'alma. What's going on over here? We take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin. He says, V'koyre achakach kriyishma, u'mevarech lefneu l'achreho, u'medaleg kedusha min habroch rishon l'shel lefneu, she'en ayochin oime kedusha. The Rambam held that also the Kedusha in Yitzhar, a Yachid does not say it, Medalek, he should skip over it, because a Yachid can't say it, and that's the way the Rajman Chubis, Chedek Alfsim and Zayin, and the Ranam Sach Megillah, Chav Gimel and Beis also holds like that. However, many Rishayim help, and note, the Kedusha Shebe Yitzhar is not included in Adav Shebe Kedusha, it's not included in the Halacha that you need to have 10 people. It's not daima to kedusha b'tefila. Over there, we're being makdish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say nakdishcha nikadesh. We are being makdish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that you can't be makdish with less than 10. But the kedusha should be yaitza. It's not us being makdish him. We're mentioning the kedusha that's being said by his mishar self, and that's muta even b'yachid because it's a sibah dvar. Similarly, in the kedusha of Altsin also that Pashtus is that you're just reading the Pesukim. Now, this sheet of the Rambam the Rambam wrote in his Truvis, it's brought in Truvis of Rashba, but we mentioned Chelik Alphas and Zayin, the Archas Chaim. So they bring down that the Rabbein Avram, the Neishel Rambam Zal, in his Chibur, that is Rambam of Chaza by Mimash Kosbu Sefer Alpha, Shayachim Medalek Kedusha. He brings down that the Rambam's son, Rabbein Avram, said that his father was chayzer from what he wrote in Sefer Ava. That which he wrote in Sefer Ava, the reported before, that the Yochid should skip it, he was chayzer by Allah l'maisa, b'shama mipiv, v'roha ro'o, b'chsiv as yadil misha sholay se'azeh, v'chein hoira, v'azeh onu semchim. And you take a look at the Sefer Maisa Rekach on the Rambam, and the Talmid there, Rabbein Yenim, Shem, the Rabbein Tzarfas, and some Goyim Zal, the Rosh, like we mentioned before in Megillah. It seems that there are different Gersais, there are different Shitas over here, even within the Rambam, what the din would be. One of the aids that are given is that if someone is davening b'yichidus, you should say it with the taimim, you should say it with the nigim, with the trump. It's normally said. Or if Maisha held that doesn't mean dafka with the trop, but it means the derech divrei Torah. So if you have a nigin that you learn with, oma abaya, so that's how you say kadosh, kadosh, like that. And with that, you will be yaita. You could say it, then you could say it even be a chidus. Now, okay, we'll speak a little more about this tomorrow. And then we'll move on. Okay. Everyone should have a wonderful day.